Thank you. Thank you, Mr. President, and good afternoon, colleagues. Since this is my first, since this is the first time my delegation take the floor under your premiership, I would like to congratulate you, Mr. President, on your assumption as the president of the Conference on Disarmament. It is always a pleasure to see our fellow ASEAN and G21 colleagues presiding over this august body. I wish you every success in performing your duties and rest assured of my delegation's full support for the success of your tenure. My delegations, through the delegations of Austria, would also like to warmly welcome His Excellency Mr. Alexander Schellenberg, Federal Minister for Europe, Integrations and Foreign Affairs of the Republic of Austria, and thank him for addressing the conference and the comprehensive elaborations on Austria's commitment and endeavors towards disarmament. His presence in these chambers reflects the very important nature of the work carried on by the CD as the single multilateral disarmament negotiating forum of the international community. I wish also to thank you, the three distinguished panelists, His Excellency Permanent Representative of China, and also His Excellency Permanent Representative of Germany, who have left the chamber, and also Mr. Mark Finault for the in-depth presentations on the negative security assurance. Mr. President, achieving total global nuclear disarmament remains the highest priority for Indonesia. And pending to that achievement, and as a state which has renounced the nuclear weapons option, we would like to emphasize that the security assurance should be concluded as a matter of urgency. The negative security assurance, or the NSA, have been deemed very important since the negotiations of the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty in the 1960s, and they have been constantly discussed, not only in the NPT, but other disarmament machineries, including the Conference on Disarmament or its predecessor, ever since. In 1966, the UN General Assembly Resolutions 21/53 requested the 18 Nations Committee on Disarmament to consider urgently the proposal that the nuclear weapon powers should give an assurance that they will not use or threaten to use nuclear weapons against non-nuclear weapon states without nuclear weapons on their territories. Unfortunately, the response from the nuclear weapon states, reflected in Resolutions 255 in 1968 and 984 in 1995, which included several reservations from the four nuclear weapon states of the Security Council, remain incomplete. In 1978, the final document of the first special sessions of the General Assembly on Disarmament demanded for nuclear weapon states to, I quote, pursue efforts to conclude appropriate, effective arrangement to assure non-nuclear weapon states against the use or threat of use of nuclear weapons. In addition, resolutions on NSA at the UN General Assembly has been regularly introduced by the delegations of Pakistan since 1990, calling for negotiations in the CD on effective international agreements that consider the widespread support for the conclusions of an international convention and giving considerations to any other proposal designed to secure the same objective. In 2010, the NPT Review Conference adopted a 64 action plan, of which Action 7, 8, and 9 mention NSAs. In particular, Action 7 call up upon CD to immediately begin discussions on effective international arrangement to assure non-nuclear weapon states against the use or threat of use of nuclear weapon, to discuss substantively without limitations, with a view to elaborating recommendations dealing with all aspects of these issues, not excluding an international legally binding instrument. In the context of the CD, an ad hoc committee was set up to discuss the NSA, but it did not make any progress. There has not been any effort since 1999 to reconvene this ad hoc committee, despite requests to do so from many member states. Turning to nuclear weapon free zone, Mr. President, Indonesia believes that these nuclear weapon free zones are essential regional effort in our pursuit of creating a nuclear weapon free world. Our commitment to strengthening and expanding nuclear weapon free zones has never wavered. Indonesia is of the view that an effective nuclear weapons free Southeast Asia will provide security and stability that will help create an enabling environment for the welfare and prosperity of the peoples of ASEAN. Such environment can be achieved through, among others, providing assurance that the region is free from nuclear weapons and weapons of mass destruction. Therefore, we believe that there is a pressing need for the ASEAN to expeditiously resolve the outstanding issues on the signing and ratifications of the protocol to the Soundfest Treaty by nuclear weapon states. The signing and ratifications by nuclear weapon states at the earliest are essential to us, particularly with the ongoing dynamics in the surrounding regions that have potential to disrupt the peace and stability in our region. In this milieu, Indonesia welcomes the intentions from the nuclear weapon states to resume consultations with ASEAN concerning the protocol to the Soundfest Treaty. We are convinced that the discussions will contribute to resolve the different views and positions that we have on the outstanding issues and find common grounds that will lead the nuclear weapon states early signing and ratifying the protocol. Furthermore, we are of the view that the NPT Review Conference, which is scheduled to be held next year, provide us with a positive momentum to address the existing gaps between us in order to ensure the realization of the purpose of the treaty. Mr. President, while stressing the importance of nuclear weapon-free zones, Indonesia believes that the establishment of nuclear weapon-free zones alone is not sufficient to guarantee the security assurance, and neither is the unilateral declarations by states that possess nuclear weapons. These zones and declarations are building blocks that constitute security assurance. However, they cannot serve as a substitute for universal legally binding security assurance that are designed to convince states not to pursue nuclear weapon option. To curtail nuclear non-proliferation, every nuclear weapons possessor must be willing to provide assurance that they will not use or threaten to use nuclear weapons against states that does not possess these weapons. It is important that we are given unambiguous, legally binding, and universal security assurance by nuclear weapon states. Indonesia, consequently, wishes to underline the urgent need for an early agreement on a universal, unconditional, and legally binding instrument to assure states that do not possess nuclear weapons against the use or threat of use of nuclear weapons. With this, I thank you, Mr. President.